Hello, Alan Wilton.
Yeah, hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm going well, mate. Good to have you back on air with us. You had a little week off. It's good to hear you back on. Let's talk about the first grade ladder in Group 16 Rugby League before we get into this weekend's games.
It's a great competition ladder at the moment. We're just on that halfway mark of the competition, and it's a promoter's dream at this stage in the piece because it's very exciting. The Cooma Stallions, they've jumped out in front 4 points clear and undefeated, but then we have all the teams from second to seventh. So there's just the two competition points between them. And Narooma has quietly snuck into second spot. 1 point behind them is the Bombala Blue Heelers. And then we have four teams sitting on equal fourth spot. Narooma Devils, Bombala Blue Heelers, Tartra Sea Eagles, Maria Sharks, and the Marimbula Pambula Bulldogs and Bega. So it's going to be a wonderful second half of the competition.
Yeah, it sure is. And the poor old Snowy River Bears, I mean, they're back into the competition for the first time in some time, so they're just obviously still finding their feet.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's a big step up after coming out of the reserve grade comp there in 2019. It's a big step up, but, you know, they're going well, and they're up at home today, on Sunday against the Bateman Bay Tigers. They might very well chalk up their first victory for the year.
All right, well, let's talk about the Saturday game, which is the Bombala Blue Heelers taking on the Bega Roosters. The Heelers are at home.
Yeah, look, as you said, the Bega Roosters will be travelling up the mountain to play the Bombala Blue Heelers. That's a late game, a 4:30 kick-off there at Bombala Showground. You know, they're always a good game, Bombala and Bega Roosters, and this one no doubt will be the same. They're equal fourth on that competition ladder, and two very important competition points at stake, and this will be a very, very good game at the Bombala Showground.
It'll be a cold start at 4:30, but I'm sure they'll warm up pretty quickly.
Oh, no doubt in the world. I'd rather them be playing at 4:30 than me.
Yes. Sunday, Narooma Devils and the Eden Tigers.
As we said, Narooma Devils, they've quietly snuck up to grab that second spot in the competition ladder, and they'll be at home against the Eden Tigers. Eden Tigers are struggling this year, and unfortunately they've had a really hard hit with injuries, and they're having a horror season with the injuries. So you would expect the Narooma Devils to continue on their winning way against an Eden Tigers team that is hit by injuries.
The Snowy River Bears, now we talked about them being last on the ladder with 0 points. They're taking on Batemans Bay Tigers at Jindabyne, but the Bay Tigers only have 1 point and they're second last on the ladder, so should be an interesting game, Alan.
Both teams are, fulfilling their commitments, and the Snowy River Bears, they've had a couple of very close losses, so nearly chalked up their first win, and you would expect up there at the Jindabyne, they might very well beat the Batemans Bay Tigers and grab that first win for the season.
Maruya Sharks have 8 points, so they're in that cluster of four. They're taking on ladder leaders Cooma Stallions, but they're at home at Aquaman Oval. Do you think that'll help them?
Oh, no doubt. They love being there, and Maruya haven't had a lot of football this season. They've missed out a wet weather round, and we had to postpone that game, so you would expect a large crowd at Aquaman Oval on Sunday for that 1:30 kick-off. It'll be a great game of football. Cooma Stallions, they are undefeated, and the Maruya Sharks are a very good team, so this will be one of the real highlights of this week's regular round.
Come on, the Sharkies. Marimbula Pambula Bulldogs wrapping up round 8, taking on the Tartra Seagulls. They're both sitting on 8 points at the moment. Pambula at home.
Yeah, this will be a very good game of football. They're good rivals, the Marimbula Pambula Bulldogs and Tartra, being fairly close neighbours there, and both are sitting on fourth spot, as you said, and both are playing very good football. So, expect a great crowd down there at the Pambula Sports Complex for what should be one of the real good games of the weekend.
Well, we've got three at-home games this weekend, so plenty of opportunity for fans to get out, go along to the grounds and support their local teams, Alan.
Yeah, my word. And as I said, it's an exciting part of the competition with all those teams close on the ladder, and you know, we're on the halfway mark and going into the back end of the competition. So, have all those people that go out there and support your teams, and you'll see some great games of rugby league in Group 16 on this weekend.
Well, I've got next week off, so you'll talk to Liam next week with the Group 16 news.
Yeah, look, thank you very much for that, Kimmy. I appreciate that, and you have a great week off also.